This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Christina Hobbs, who's the CEO and co-founder of Verve Super. G'day, Christina.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you've just opened the doors for Verve Super, which is a super fund aimed at women. Tell us the story of how it started.
Yeah, so there's three of us co-founders, and we all had a background in, I guess, careers where we'd been working to build the financial power of women. So I'd been working abroad with the United Nations for about a decade. One of my co-founders was really one of the pioneers of women's financial literacy in Australia. And my other co-founder had been working in the financial services sector and in really working with women as a service provider. And we all just thought there was just such a gap in terms of an organisation or a super fund that was really trying to address some of the issues facing women when it came to building super.
So what is it about Verve Super that makes it for women? Because I understand it's not, you know, you don't have to be a woman to, you know, you let men in, is all I'm saying. So what makes a super fund aimed at women?
That's right. We've actually already got our first male member, but our premise was that, you know, 93% of financial services firms are run by men and most of the executive management is men. And we know that overwhelmingly women are dissatisfied with the service and that women are also disengaged from the service. So,
but what do women want? I mean, there's a film about
that. Yeah, that's a big question, isn't it, actually? We actually launched a survey. We've had around 1,000 responses from women asking them what they do want as the basis of how we were going to build the fund. So where we really try to differentiate is that we provide free financial coaching, resources, guidance for all of our members, events and webinars to really support women to build their own wealth. We also invest in line with the values of the majority of Australian women. And the third aspect is that we also use the power of that community to agitate for change, because ultimately women alone can't solve the super gap, which is around 50%. We're going to need government policy change and corporate behaviour change to close that gap as well.
But you're all about ethical investing, right? So is that because you know or believe that women are more interested in ethical investing than men are?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at the actual statistics, across the board, Australians believe in ethical investing and actually think their money is invested ethically. So around 70% of Australians think their money is invested ethically. But what we see is that women are actually more likely to seek it out and actually make certain that that's actually happening, which is why we see higher rates of ethical investment amongst women.
Right. But what is ethical investing to you?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and obviously everybody has a different perspective on ethics. So what we did when we built the fund was we looked at how other so-called ethical funds had developed their portfolios, and then we tried to match some of the common screens against what where we had research for what the majority of women felt was ethical or value or industries that we believed in. So we know that, for instance, the majority of Australian women don't want their money invested in gambling, tobacco, etc. So we've excluded those industries. Where we're different is that we're the first fund in Australia to screen out companies with no women on their boards. And we also look right down the supply chain. So we screen out companies that have known labour rights abuses or abusing women workers in their supply chain.
So do you only screen out companies or do you screen them in as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit tricky. So we try to look at which companies are doing well. So Cochlear, for example, is a great Australian company that's performing really well and has also only got a pay gap of around 3%. So that's a great example. But unfortunately, when you talk about divestment or investment in Australia, you'd have a very small portfolio if you're only invested in companies doing the right thing. So I think we also have to use our position as a shareholder to really advocate for companies to close their pay gap and to increase their level of leadership on their boards and at the senior executive level.
So how are you doing the investing? What's the structure behind the curtain?
Yeah, so we have a panel of women who decide what that sort of universe looks like in terms of which industries we want to be invested in, what we want to screen for. And then we have a fund manager who actually does the investment for us.
And who's that?
It's Future Super Asset Management. And then, of course, we have a trustee, which is Diversa, who actually do the investment. So it's quite a regulated industry. So you've got several layers.
So who's Future Super?
So they're a fund management company. They've also got some retail superannuation funds.
And you tell them what to do with the money, though?
Yeah, so we set the universe and then their fund managers actually do the actual investment. So decide which companies, ETFs, bonds, how they want to invest cash on our behalf.
And what are your fees?
So the fee is 1.19% per annum, plus an annual fee of $98. So that's, and then we actually have a different fee structure. So for members with a balance of less than $1,000, we don't charge that annual fee, which is really important because that fee is the one that often erodes those balances. And we also pause our administration fees for any member who's on parental leave for up to 12 months.
Right. So do you just pause them, what, for maternity leave?
Or parental leave. Yeah, exactly. So it's a small gesture that we can make, but we know that one of the big reasons behind that 50% super gap between men and women is that women do take a lot more time out to care. So we're really trying to make a point of, I guess, providing some additional support through that period. But we also work with our members. So two services we provide is that we support couples who want to make co-contributions during that time. So if a husband or a wife is taking time out of work, the other partner can actually make a co-contribution. So we support our members to do that. And if our members wish, we'll actually write on their behalf to their employee to encourage their employee to continue to make super contributions while they're on parental leave as well.
So those fees are quite high. Like Australian Super's fee, I think, is 0.66% and $78 a year. So is that because you've got to pay an outside fund manager as well?
So if you look for the, so it's a balanced growth fund, and if you compare it to the market, let's say using StockSpot, which is one comparison tool that's not funded by the industry and looks at 3,000 different funds, we're actually on the better end of in terms of fees. But yes, if you compare it to some of the, like there are some industry funds with lower fees. What we're looking at is, I guess, a combination of the services that we provide. And we also know that ethical funds in the long run tend to outperform the market. So our fund manager has a strong track record of outperforming the market through ethical screening. And so typically those ethical funds do perform better, but the amount of work it takes to do that screening does have an associated cost.
Right. So how's it going? You've only just opened the door, so it's a bit hard to tell, but is it looking like it's going to work?
Yeah, we've only just opened the door, so we've had really overwhelming support. So I think over the last few years, there's been a few things. I think there's been a lot more awareness drawn to the fact that women are retiring with half the savings of men, and women are aware of this, but we don't really know what to do about it. So a lot of women as well, if you look at the statistics, they don't seek professional advice because they don't trust the industry. So I think a lot of women are quite attracted to the idea of having a space where they can discuss financial matters and learn a bit more about money. And then we're also hearing a lot of women who, I guess, are quite passionate and interested in ethical investing and looking at the lens that we're using as well. So we've had quite a strong response, but it's obviously very early days.
I suppose there are quite a few niche superannuation products starting up now. So there's a couple aimed at millennials, and so the whole thing is kind of becoming a bit more fragmented than it's been in the past. To what extent do you think that's a result, to some extent, of the Royal Commission and the focus that's been on financial services? And where do you think that's heading from your point of view?
I think one good thing about the Royal Commission is it's got people thinking about their superannuation. And so what we really try to do with our fund is provide the education and knowledge and resources to arm people to make really great decisions about their super. And I think that's ultimately the most important thing that all funds need to be working on now. We're seeing some great new products emerging, and we're seeing some not so great products emerging. And I think what the Royal Commission's really shown us is that ultimately Australians are going to need to be armed with greater financial skills to make strong investment decisions.
Yeah. And to what extent do you think the industry is going to head towards ethical in general? I mean, are you going to find yourself in the middle of a whole lot of ethical, that it's all about ethical investing in the future, that you're not that much, that you're not really that different?
I hope so. You know, like I think what we're really trying to do is we would love to shake up the industry that much that other funds follow our way, not just through ethical investing, but using a gender lens as well. We would love it if other funds and banks looked at what we were doing around financial education and literacy training for our members and decided to follow suit. So I think those of us who are really passionate about impact investing and ethical investing, we really want the market to follow.
Yeah, and I, as you say, those companies perform better as well over time.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, it's a huge amount of money we're talking about. You know, we're talking over $2 trillion in superannuation assets. And, you know, that amount of money, we can either use it over, you know, we have, I think it's something like if 7% of all the money invested in superannuation was put into renewable energy, it'd be enough to completely transition Australia's energy sector. So, you know, we have this enormous power sitting in our super, and it's really up to Australians to decide what kind of future they want to invest in.
It's been great talking to you, Christina. Thanks very much for coming in.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking to Christina Hobbs, who's the co-founder and CEO of Verve Super.